Jacob Parks is the chief operating officer of Profitable Ideas Exchange, PIE, a firm that for 16 years has been focused on helping professional services firms connect their experts with they can most serve. He's been at this since the beginning of the firm's genesis and has some unique perspectives on how to best drive professional services sales. Jacob, you've used teleconferences to help expert service providers to build their businesses. How does that work?
Well, it's a matter of efficiency, really. In many cases, these executives are looking to go to conferences and many meetings, but it's just not realistic with their calendars. And so the way to leverage the time and talents of a unique set of service providers is to put them in front of a variety of people that they can impress on any one given conversation. And putting them together via telephone provides a number of things that are attractive to both the executives as well as the service providers. It's time efficient. Everyone can dial in from their desk without having to travel at all. And it allows for the free flow of conversation without the common distraction of presentations or other PowerPoints that oftentimes distract from true conversation. It truly is an effective way to bring together collaboration, showcase expertise, and to do so in a time-efficient fashion.
So, is that like a webinar?
No, it's oftentimes not a webinar. And while webinars can be used when you have a specific set of interesting information to share with a group, that's the only time a webinar is useful. Many people settle on a webinar because they think they should have a webinar or they like the technology. But quite frankly, they're oftentimes distracting. They're cumbersome to get into, particularly for the older senior executive that we're trying to target with a lot of these different programs. And then people oftentimes just read those documents as opposed to paying attention and participating in the conversation. So our preference is actually to showcase expertise in kind of a free form where people are asking questions of one another and then sharing insights. One of the unique things that you can use these teleconferences for is to provide basically insights that you know will be covered to the service providers so that they can prepare stories from past client work, interesting information and statistics, and share that in a way that feels natural and unrehearsed. So rather than presenting a set of facts that you think an executive might be interested in, you can go in there and share specific stories, insights, as well as just opportunities based on what you know they care about because you've done the proper pre-work for that interaction.
Tell us about the pre-work. How do you formulate the agenda for a useful teleconference?
This is an interesting one because so many executives that I've talked to in the past have joked with me and said, every conference I've ever gone to, the agenda is a brochure from a consulting firm, and that's not why I want to go there. So we shifted our model completely where we just take 15 minutes, ask each of the participating executives. So say you have a group of CFOs. You'd ask them a number of questions. What do you want to talk about? What's top of mind? What keeps you up at night? Those questions drive the agenda for every interaction. It's a way to make the conversation prescient and valuable without projecting some kind of consultant speak onto them. It truly is a game changer in our process.
So I don't understand. Isn't a live event better? I mean, human beings like to get a sense for each other in a live setting. Doesn't that build the kind of trust that engages people over the long run?
You'd be lying to yourself if you didn't think that a connection made in person over a meal and a couple of drinks is a little bit better than a phone connection, but it's not realistic. Many executives say they want to go to events, say they want to attend conferences, but their calendars prevent them from doing so. So I wouldn't say that live events are outside of our model. It's a matter of building trust, building community, and showcasing expertise so that when you get the opportunity to meet those people in person, you have trust, you have a relationship, and you can get down to the meaningful conversations that actually result in business. I think it's too frequent that a sales team from a particular service provider goes out to visit a CFO and they say, hey, we can do everything for you, which is exactly the same message that every other consulting provider has for them. But if you talk to them on the phone, you invest in the relationship, you can go out there and offer them that is truly valuable.
So if I were an expert service provider or a managing director in a practice area in a consulting firm, what advice would you give me about how to use this teleconference approach to building business?
I would tell you to think about your target market as a very first step. who are the people that you want to sell to? Is that a particular executive function? And what industry do those people come from? Are they cross-industry or are they in the same industry? And I would leverage a platform like this by engaging with them on the one-on-one interviews and finding out what it is they want to talk about. I would prepare specific and interesting information to share with them on the group calls when we're conversing about key topics. And most importantly, I would take the proactive step to deepen relationships at every chance I had. So as an example, on the interview, when I heard something really interesting about how people are dealing with the uncertainty caused by the Trump transition, I would say, that's interesting. A number of my clients are doing this in a unique way. Maybe I could come by sometime and share a few thoughts on that. Basically, it's the opportunity to do your sales process in a way that drives value and doesn't fall short in the way that a traditional sales process does by reaching out to leads, hitting the phone too aggressively, calling them and frustrating the EA. This allows you a truly value-added approach to come into an opportunity.
How do you successfully recruit people to forums like this?
It takes a lot of time, but I will say there's three key things that really resonates with executives when we recruit them to be a part of a group like this. One, it's time efficient. They're not going to have to travel all over the place. Two, they're going to be able to control the agenda through the interview process. So their specific questions and interests are going to be included on those conversations. And the last piece, third, is that it's critical to make sure that the level is properly leveled up. A CFO has no interest in meeting with an internal audit director because they don't live in the same world. If you're putting together a group of CFOs, it has to be the senior-most person in the finance organization. Otherwise, you're going to fall prey to the same issue that conferences fall prey to, which is inviting people because you need the numbers, not because they're going to create value for the participants.